In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. More than 181 million people did not visit a dentist last year. It kind of makes you want to hold your breath on the subway, doesn't it? That's according to the American Dental Association. So you'd think the ADA would be all for expanding the pool of people who can help us take care of our precious choppers. But they don't love this latest idea. Dental schools may soon start training a new kind of provider, somewhere between a dentist and a dental hygienist. They're called dental therapists, and proposed legislation in 10 states would let them drill, fill, and extract teeth. Jobs usually reserved for, well, dentists. From the health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
A couple years ago, back pain forced Dave Kuchar to leave his job in an accounting office in Vermont.
You know, the whole story is, you know, that when you lose your job, you lose your insurance, you lose your ability to take care of your teeth, you know, especially your teeth.
Money was tight. It got to the point where the best Kuchar could do was rub some gel on his teeth to numb up the pain in his mouth.
Gums were really red and sore. It was hard to chew sometimes, especially with the broken teeth in the back and stuff, you know. I was ready to have my teeth out.
Everyone agrees. There are too many stories out there like Kuchar's, where it's too hard for too many to take care of their teeth. In a report to Congress last year, the ADA said more than 2 million people showed up in the ER with dental pain in 2010, double the number from 2000. Some people believe one solution to at least improving access can be found here.
Okay, so once everybody is ready, and actually before you put your gloves on,
30 dental hygiene students are in class at the Vermont Technical College just outside Burlington. Today, the women are using a pressurized water jet to break up plaque on each other's teeth. Vermont is one of 10 states that's considering a bill to permit dental therapists to practice. It's passed the state Senate, and if it becomes law, hygienists would do a year of training here to get a new license. The idea, says Professor Sheila Bannister, is graduates would get hired by dentists and get busy.
This is going to free the dentist up to do more complex procedures. The dental therapist is going to be doing the simplified procedures.
Bannister says patients would still have to pay the same whether they saw a dentist or a therapist, but it would at least be easier to get an appointment. It would also free up dentists to focus on the most complicated cases, the ones that bring in the most money.
I don't see why it couldn't be a win-win for the dental office and the patient. I mean, it just makes sense to me.
I just don't believe dentists see this as a solution.
Dr. Judy Fish is a past president of the Vermont Dental Society. Dentists have successfully fought tooth and drill around the country to block laws allowing dental therapists. Fish says it's not that the dentists are protecting their turf, it's that they're protecting their patients.
We take pride in what we do. We spent 8 years in postgraduate education getting to that point. And I think expecting that someone can be as competent in 1 year is offensive.
If the country's serious about getting more people care, then the ADA says there's a better fix. Pay dentists more to treat poor people. One study found improved access in Texas, Maryland, and Connecticut after the states boosted payments, cut back on Medicaid paperwork, and helped match patients with dentists. Advocates are all for that, but they say hiring therapists helps too. They point to Minnesota, the only state to license therapists. Before dentist John Powers hired one, he saw 15 to 25 new patients a month.
Last month we had 234 or 54, I can't remember which one it was.
With that kind of jump in his business, Powers doesn't need to keep count. Since he's hired dental therapists, he now has 3, revenue's doubled, and he's opened a new office. But what really excites the advocates, this expansion is being driven by Medicaid patients, who now make up half his practice. It used to be 10%. Powers isn't an anomaly. A state report found a drop in wait times and more Medicaid patients getting care. Powers knows a lot of dentists are worried, which is why he's throwing his doors wide open.
It's kind of like, well, come on out and see what's going on. We'll share our numbers with you. It's not a big deal. It makes sense.
Power says therapists aren't taking work from the dentist. It's just the opposite. Business is so good, he's planning to bring on another dentist. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.